This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Today is Monday, January 3rd. What to know about all the new laws being enforced now that it's officially 2022? Also, from tornadoes to snowstorms to wildfires, the U.S. has seen plenty of severe weather over the last few days, and it's not over yet. Plus, a chance for the world to say goodbye to the so-called First Lady of Television, one top football player's unprecedented mid-game meltdown, and how to spot one of the biggest meteor showers of the year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The start of a new year means the start of a lot of new laws around the U.S. For example, on a national level, there's the so-called No Surprises Act. It's supposed to protect you from unexpected medical bills. The new law says insurance companies have to cover even out-of-network expenses that can sneak up in emergencies. The issue has been, if you went to an urgent care center or emergency room, you could have ended up with an out-of-network provider that you didn't even choose. Well, now in those situations, the new law says you'll still only have to pay for in-network care. Also this year, a record number of minimum wage hikes are going into effect. 25 states are starting to pay people at least more than the federal minimum wage, which has been set at $7.25 since 2009. Now, most of the states giving raises are upping their minimum to more than $10 an hour. And some states have new tax laws, like in Georgia, where lawmakers expanded the amount people can earn before they start paying state taxes. Also, abortion will now be banned in New Hampshire after the 24th week of pregnancy, unless a woman's life or health is in danger. Although, remember, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to make a crucial decision about another abortion law later this year that could have a nationwide impact. Then there are some new marijuana laws. This year, six more states and Washington, D.C. are making recreational weed legal. Meanwhile, in Washington State and Delaware, single-use plastic like bags and takeout utensils are being restricted. In California, pigs will get better pens and chickens will be able to spread their wings because of tough new regulations for farm animals in the state. Although some pork producers and retailers say the law will make meats more expensive. And that's just a few examples of new laws going into effect this year. 2022 is not off to a great start for parts of the southeastern U.S. On the very first day of the year, severe storms damaged homes, knocked out power, flooded roads, and downed trees. Once again, Kentucky got hit with some of the worst of it. Four tornadoes were confirmed in that state alone. Thankfully, this time, no one was reported seriously hurt. Storms also left a path of damage behind in Alabama and Georgia over the weekend. Then the middle of the country got a big hit of winter weather. Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Illinois, and Michigan all got heavy snow yesterday. And now that winter storm is moving east. Winter storm warnings are in effect along the East Coast, all the way from Alabama to New Jersey. Up to 7 inches of snow are possible in some areas. And a little bit west of that, there are freeze warnings in effect from Texas to Mississippi. People around Boulder, Colorado also got nearly a foot of snow over the weekend, but sadly, it came a little too late. Before the winter weather rolled in, about 1,000 homes were destroyed in a wildfire, along with a few businesses. Hundreds more buildings were damaged. At least 7 people were hurt, and 2 are still missing. National Guard troops, as well as the Red Cross and Salvation Army, are there to help with the recovery. The Omicron variant is driving new COVID-19 cases to record highs in the U.S. The country is now averaging more than 386,000 new cases every day. And officials say that's likely an undercount because of testing shortages, reporting delays over the holidays, cases without symptoms, and more. So the case counts are expected to get a lot higher. Now, researchers from Columbia University think this wave in the U.S. could reach its peak in the middle of this month. It says by then, the U.S. could be logging about 2.5 million new cases a week, and that number could go as high as 5.5 million. Here's the good news, though. Even as the numbers of COVID-19 cases have been rising in the U.S., the average number of new deaths each day has been going down. The Omicron variant is thought to be much milder than earlier versions of the virus, and some experts think people might be quicker to recover from Omicron, too. But others say it's still dangerous because it's so much more contagious than other variants. In response, some school districts across the country are taking extra steps, like stricter mask rules or more testing, or for some, even going back to virtual learning. Some more cities are adding new restrictions, too. Thousands of flights around the country are still getting delayed or canceled every day. And now a lot of people who traveled for the New Year's holiday are stranded. Just yesterday, more than 2,600 flights were canceled, mostly in the U.S. Another 1,000 are already canceled for today. Remember, the issue is partly because of severe weather around the U.S. and partly because a lot of flight crews are sick or quarantined because of COVID-19. But some airlines are now trying to throw some money at the problem. United is offering to pay pilots triple their usual wages or more for picking up open flights this month. And Spirit reached a deal to double the pay for cabin crews through tomorrow. Airlines are hoping these incentives can at least get them through the busy holiday season. Later in January, travel demand usually drops off anyway. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. As my husband and I think about what we want for this new year, we discuss things that help make our lives easier and better and that contribute to our personal growth. Now that we have a child, we think about the same things for him. That's why we love knowing we're getting KiwiCo crates this year. They make it easy on us as parents since these are expert-chosen, high-quality toys and projects that arrive at our doorstep. No research or shopping required on our part. And most importantly, we love what KiwiCo's crates offer for our son's development. They're perfectly made for his age group. He's still a baby, but KiwiCo has something for all ages. And older kids especially will get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects that will encourage them to be innovators and creative thinkers. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills all year long. And right now, you can get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. If you woke up in 2022 and noticed your work email's inbox was emptier than usual, you're not alone. Microsoft had to figure out how to fix a Y2K-style bug that broke Exchange email. Essentially, the year 2022 triggered a bug that kept Exchange servers from sending emails starting at midnight. It apparently only happened for customers who have Microsoft Exchange 2016 and 2019. So a report says the company did make an emergency fix, although Microsoft says it could take a while for larger companies to implement. System administrators have already been sharing workarounds on social media, and they dubbed the bug Y2K22, since you may remember the Y2K bug, meaning year 2000, caused some issues back then. The world is remembering Hollywood's golden girl, Betty White. The beloved actress and comedian died on Friday, less than 3 weeks before her 100th birthday. Her agent says she died in her sleep at home. White was a pioneer of early television with a career spanning 7 decades. Most notably, she starred in The Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, and more recently, Hot in Cleveland. Besides her work on the big and little screens, she called animal welfare her other passion. In an interview with Katie Couric for CBS Sunday Morning back in 2011, White said she was not afraid of dying, that her mom always told her, what happens at that last moment of your life is a secret. So when someone would pass away, they would say, now they know the secret. Despite her passing, the star-studded movie event to mark her 100th birthday will go on. The producers of the film special called Betty White, 100 Years Young, will be released on what would have been her birthday, January 17th. It'll be out in select theaters for that one day only. For the first time ever, a member of Congress has been permanently banned from Twitter. The social media giant banned U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Twitter says the Georgia Republican violated its misinformation policy several times on her personal account. The site had already temporarily suspended her multiple times, so now it's for good. The ban came just hours after she tweeted about people dying from COVID-19 vaccines. She included data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that compiles information from self-reported health issues that happened after someone got vaccinated. But the CDC warns, just because some people got health issues after getting a vaccine, it doesn't mean the vaccine actually caused those issues. And the federal health agency still insists that all the vaccines on the market are overwhelmingly safe and effective. Well, Congresswoman Taylor Greene did not take the ban lightly. On the messaging app Telegram, she called Twitter a, quote, enemy to America, saying it can't handle the truth. For now, though, her professional Twitter account is still up. Just her personal one was taken down. One of the top wide receivers in the NFL is now out of a job after a mid-game meltdown. Tampa Bay Buccaneers player Antonio Brown got so frustrated during the third quarter of last night's game, he He ripped off his gear and ran, shirtless, off the field, all while both teams were still playing. It's not clear if that means he quit or if he was fired because of the outburst, but after the game, his coach told the media Brown was, quote, no longer a Buck. This is actually just the latest in a string of controversies Brown has faced during his NFL career. He was banned for 8 games last year over allegations of sexual assault. He was also charged with burglary. Then this year, he was suspended after being accused of using a fake vaccination card to avoid COVID-19 rules that only apply to unvaccinated players. Now, it's not clear what kind of future Brown has as a football player, but he's definitely off the books. Keep your eyes open for one of the biggest and best meteor showers of 2022. The Quadranted meteor shower happens only once a year in early January. And while some sources say the shower peaked early this morning already, others don't expect the best part of the show until tonight through tomorrow morning. Either way, you should be able to catch some of the shooting stars late tonight. NASA says under perfect conditions, you might be able to see between 60 and 200 meteors per hour. And because it's happening around a new moon this year, it means the moon's light will not be getting in the way. Of course, the exact timing may depend on where you live, but you'll likely get the best show in the U.S. after midnight local time. And that's it for your main news today. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our new sponsor, Masterworks. It's a new year, which means it's time for new ideas. Turns out that women may be better investors than men. That's right. According to recent research, women investors outperform their male counterparts. So what gives some women investors an edge? The research shows they're more likely to invest in alternative assets, ones that help diversify their portfolios and are less correlated to traditional stocks and bonds. One of those assets is blue chip contemporary art. And typically, it's only the bajillionaires, think Beyonce and Bezos, who can afford a chic Picasso for their walls, right? But Masterworks is changing all of that. Masterworks is the startup democratizing the art market, giving everyday investors a piece of the art pie, or palette, to be metaphorical. They've made blue chip art investable, so you can own a fraction of a multi-million dollar piece of art. That way, anyone can add paintings by artists like Monet, Basquiat, and Banksy to their portfolio without paying millions. And you can join them by going to masterworks.art/newsworthy. Again, that's masterworks.art/newsworthy. See important disclosures at masterworks.io disclaimer. Okay, now back to Money Monday. At this point, your used car may be more valuable than the Bitcoin in your portfolio, but maybe not for much longer. One market researcher told CNBC used cars are gaining value faster than cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. He says used car prices have gone up 20% in the past 4 months. In that same time, Bitcoin grew by 5%. He says the unprecedented used car market is being driven by two things. One, people are getting priced out of new cars because of shortages. And two, the number of people looking to flip used cars is up. The researcher says this increase has all the signs of a bubble, meaning cars are selling for more than their real value. But the bubble is also likely to pop, meaning prices will come crashing down. A new report from accounting giant KPMG also says that's likely. It says used car lots will fill back up once the microchip shortage and other supply chain problems ease and auto manufacturing picks up. And if that happens, used car prices could drop about 30% below current prices, likely anytime between this fall and next fall. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.